Good morning and welcome to your Health Minute here on KXCB. Karen W., I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. Joining me for this month's Health Minute is the recently appointed president of Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, Scott Kelliker. Scott, thank you for joining me this morning.
What is it that drew you to the field of healthcare?
Years ago, I actually was in St. Joseph going to the university down there. And I noticed that I had a friend that worked at the hospital, and there was something magical about the hospital. Sick people would come in, and then well people would come out. And I was just fascinated with what happened in the middle. So I actually applied for nursing school and radiology school. Got accepted to both, but nursing school came, that letter of acceptance came one day before the radiology school, and I said, okay, that means it's meant to be. So became a trauma nurse down in the emergency room as the first graduate nurse to come straight out of nursing school into the emergency room, and had worked there as a tech, patient care tech, all the time I was going to college. So I worked full-time, went to school full-time, which did not make my instructors very happy, by the way. But that did afford me the opportunity to go be the first graduate nurse in the ER. So on nights and weekends, I went back to school, finished my bachelor's degree in business and my master's degree in administration. And that opened up the doors for me to go into management. So I spent 33 years at Mosaic in St. Joseph, half of that on the hospital side, managing service lines like cardiology, emergency room, critical care services. And then in about 2000, they came to me and said, hey, Scott, what do you know about recruiting physicians? And I said, not much, if anything. And my boss goes, well, that makes you the perfect guy for this job. We want to start recruiting specialty physicians. And so I started with recruiting cardiologists, who then in terms wanted, pulmonologists, which in turn wanted intensivists. And the next thing I know, 15 years later, the group had grown from literally 40 to 50 family practice physicians to 275 doctors over the course of that 15 years. So I was contacted in 2015 from another organization that had struggled to build their physician group. They asked if I could come out and help them. So I spent the last 8 years helping a group in Illinois hospital system build their physician group, and was very successful. They went from 30 to 309 specialty physicians, and then was called here by the medical center for some project work back in February of last year. And I've been here in the Maryville market ever since.
So with your two decades plus of recruiting experience, how much of that goes into your current role as president?
Oh, my gosh. It's been invaluable, because I know when I started working with Nate Blackford, who is a dear friend, and I just think the world of the guy, I said, hey, I spent the last 20 years doing physician recruitment, Nate. If you will make me a list of what the community needs in terms of those specialists, let me just see what I can do. And so he said, well, Scott, I need two general surgeons to complement the one general surgeon that we have. And so sure enough, I was lucky enough to find two robotically trained general surgeons that started in the late summer, just outstanding young men, very talented. One was out of the Kansas City market. And the other one, his wife happened to be related to one of the St. Joseph surgeons down at Mosaic Medical in St. Joe. And so that's how she told him about the opportunity. And that gave him kind of a support system here in the area. So he accepted the position. So we started with two general surgeons. So I asked, what's the next one? They said, well, we'd love to have a full-time podiatrist. I said, okay, I know a little bit about this specialty. So again, contacting some of my St. Joseph specialists that I helped recruit, they had friends that were podiatrists, and Dr. Yusufor is a full-time podiatrist here for Maryville and the surrounding area. So that was my third recruit. We've recruited two family practice physicians, Dr. Michaela Wallace, who is actually from this area, and Dr. Sam Kim. Dr. Kim was a family practice physician that actually worked with me at my last organization. And Dr. Kim contacted me shortly after I'd started here last year and said that he had originally retired early at the age of 56 and decided, well, maybe he still had some good years left in him. So wanted to know where I was at, and I told him Maryville. He said that his new wife, he got married for the first time at age 56. He had been single all that time. And he said, you're not going to believe this, Scott, but my wife's daughter went to Northwest. And so we're very familiar with the Maryville area. And I'd love to come up there. You don't even have to give me a community tour. I know the area. And Dr. Kim was a great family practice physician for me at my other employer before I came back to Mosaic. So we hired two family practice physicians. We've hired a number of nurse practitioners. So I asked, okay, why are people leaving Maryville? You know, what do we have to send patients to the main campus in St. Joseph for? The number one transfer was cardiology. And so I started conversations with the cardiologists down in St. Joseph and asked if they had any, friends that might be willing to come back. And just as we were having those conversations, Dr. Abobne, a non-interventional cardiologist that I worked with in the St. Joe market from 2007 to 2015, contacted me and said, hey, Scott, I just put three of my children through med school. They're enrolled. One's graduated. Two are going through that right now. And I wondered if there was any opportunity with you at the hospital you're currently working at. I'm like, are you kidding? My gosh, there's all kinds of opportunity up here in this market. So Dr. Abobne actually started just a couple of weeks ago. So Maryville has a full-time cardiologist that will also go to Albany and take care of that that hospital, one of our sister hospitals.
How much does, you know, that roughly 40-mile difference between Maryville and St. Joseph, how much of a difference does that make for a surrounding area in Maryville where they no longer have to go that far for a cardiologist?
Well, you know, I can tell you, anytime that we can provide care close to home, that's our ultimate goal. And I look at it and ask the question of myself, why can't we provide that service in this community? And, you know, even in St. Joseph, there were certain things that we knew that we would never do. Transplants, burns, neonates, those were going to have to go to larger cities. But for what I call, you know, the general medical patient, what are those services that we could provide right here at the same quality that they have in bigger facilities and bigger communities? If we can provide that same standard of care, why wouldn't we? And so the physicians that are interviewing and coming here are saying the same thing. They're like, oh my gosh, what a beautiful community. What a wonderful medical center. State-of-the-art equipment and facilities. Here's all the things that services I can provide right here in the community to keep those patients from having to travel. And I know, you know, 40 miles doesn't sound like a long way, but if you're having to go visit a loved one in the hospital or if you're having to make that commute back and forth every day to check, I mean, it's not only a time hardship, but it's a financial hardship in terms of you know, gas, and what if I have to stay overnight, you know, housing down there. So, again, if we put the patient at the center of the model and say if we recruit the right specialists and put them here in the community, how many transfers would that eliminate to larger medical facilities of any type? And so that's kind of the philosophy that I've had in terms of approaching physician recruitment here. Our second number, you know, our number two largest transfer was surgical procedures. Now that we have three general surgeons, you know, all three of which were actually robotically trained, we're able to now cover all 30 days a month. So you don't have to worry about if I come to the emergency room, is there not going to be a surgeon on call? We've eliminated that now. So already there's so many more patients that can stay here. And again, them and their loved ones not be transferred to St. Joseph, to the main campus, for something that, again, we can do here at the same standard of care.
As someone who has decades of experience in the healthcare industry, what do you see as the biggest change? I feel like it's technology, but how has, you know, the mission of the hospital changed with technology? Because I feel like when you started, it was way more paper, writing, hands-on to computers, and now artificial intelligence.
Yeah, you're, you know, when every time you say decades, it tells me, you know, I'm just old, but you're absolutely correct. Obviously, the electronic medical record has been a huge change for healthcare. And depending on who you talk to, it has its pros and its cons. Obviously, learning those systems can be very difficult at times. But what it allows us to do is actually communicate between our three facilities. So any patient taken care of in the Maryville market, the Albany market, or St. Joseph market, that medical record can be easily accessed. And not only can it be accessed by our facilities, but anyone else that happens to have the system called Epic, which is the number one EMR electronic medical record, you know, in the country, can now access that record too. If you were ever traveling, for example, had to stop by an emergency room or have something done, they can actually access your medical records if you're on that same platform. So, you know, it's allowed physicians and nurses to be able to communicate and know more about their patients and do that in real time. As a patient, you can now get on a portal and pull up your laboratory results, your x-ray results, your physician note, literally minutes after it's completed. As soon as those results are posted, you can see them actually just as fast, if not faster, than your physician can.
Okay. So, I mean, with all that, I'm curious about how you see the future of Mosaic Medical Center, especially because you come in at a time where there's been a changing at the guard at the state level with Governor Mike Kehoe, and mm-hmm. then a changing of the guard at the federal level with President Donald Trump. How do you see any of that affecting Mosaic in the future?
Well, and, you know, the main thing is for us to work with all of our state representatives and legislature for them to understand what are the challenges that face healthcare. Obviously, you know, we want to take care of all patients regardless of their ability to pay. So we don't want to ever have to differentiate between a patient that may have a certain type of insurance or not have any insurance at all. When you talk to healthcare providers, you know, they went to school to care for others with all the resources they have. And the nice thing about Mosaic, they tell us to do exactly that. You know, the everybody that comes to work is able to do the best job that they can, and that with full resources, regardless of a patient's ability to pay or if they have insurance or they don't have insurance. So, you know, as the state and federal government decides what are those reimbursement systems that they're going to continue to fund, you know, does it create worries? It certainly can, because if that funding's moved from one place to another or totally eliminated, it makes your job more difficult, as you can imagine, in terms of trying to figure out how do we get all the necessary supplies and materials and those things for patients. But again, I'd like to believe that everybody at the state and federal level, they know how important healthcare is. And I personally think it's a right. I think we need to do everything in our power to always make sure folks have excellent access to healthcare. And the biggest battles that we fight right now is just supply and demand of physicians and nurses right now. So, you know, every organization in the country is seeing shortages in their physician ranks and their nursing ranks in terms of literally trying to graduate enough of both to care for the aging of the population. So we're seeing that demand not go down. We're seeing that demand increase, and therefore the resources we need from the state, the federal system, the supply of physicians, and the supply of nursing and other allied health care providers, we see that supply not being able to keep up with the demand. So it's a very exciting time to be in healthcare, as you mentioned, with all the advances in technology, now with some of the gene therapy things that are coming out, especially in the oncology setting. And, you know, what's nice, again, about Mosaic is, you know, we were one of the first hospitals to pass the rigors of Mayo and their health care network. And so right now, what folks may not realize, if you go to any of the Mosaic facilities and you need a second opinion, that second opinion is actually free. Mayo is on the same medical record that we are. We can send all your information to Mayo. A specialist, the specialist in most cases that would take care of you at Mayo, actually can look at that medical record, review that, speak with your physician, and actually do a second opinion right there with them live. So you know exactly what your treatment options are. If you have to go to Mayo, because they've already reviewed your record, you actually kind of go to what I call the top of the list. So in having to start from scratch, they already know your medical record, they've reviewed your case, the specialist that was going to see you often has already talked to your physician about your case, and it just streamlines your care if you need what we call quaternary care, care truly outside of a large, medium to large size medical facility.
So with all that in mind, what goals have you set for yourself and Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville going forward into the future?
Oh gosh, there's a lot. So, you know, let's talk about physician recruitment. So one of the areas I've been working on here recently, besides cardiology and general surgery and family practice, anesthesia. So making sure that we have anesthesia with all those new surgeons. I like to have dedicated anesthesiologists and CRNAs, certified registered nurse anesthetists, that are dedicated to Maryville. Because I find when you know, your specialists are employed by one of the locations, they have a vested interest in they live in the community, they want to see the community do well, they understand kind of the big picture. And so I'm just finishing up on having literally a 100% dedicated anesthesia team here for Maryville. Those folks historically have came out of the main campus in St. Joseph and have rotated through. They do an outstanding job. But again, I like to have those folks that want to live and work here because I think that's, you know, that's important. We finished up the surgeons. The two areas I'm focused on right now, pediatrics. I would like to see the community have 1 to 2 full-time pediatricians. And we actually have an offer out to one as we speak. So I think here in the next 30 days, we'll kind of hear if we are able to hire that full-time dedicated pediatrician that would join our family practice department and work in complement with them. The last area that I think that needs, you know, my attention and with the help of the resources at the main campus would be obstetrics. You know, obstetricians, that's a nationwide shortage. And we are blessed to have Dr. Dotson in this community. She does an outstanding job. And I'll actually be working with her about what does that second partner look like? What kind of schedules could we keep? How much outpatient versus inpatient work can both of them do? And can we start to do some outreach? You know, if we have another obstetrician in the community, does that allow us to do more prenatal care, for example, in Albany? Or in Bedford, or any place that we have real estate, that would give us the ability to actually go out and say, hey, what would happen instead of you driving all the way into Maryville to see us? What if we come out to see you? So we're trying to flip that paradigm that everybody has to travel into the city to be seen. What if we start bringing the specialists out to you? So that's really my next focus in terms of provider recruitment.
Okay. Well, I think those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add or mention that maybe I neglected to ask you about?
Well, just a couple things. I was my sister is a Bearcat through and through. She went to Northwest and. You know, as a guy that went to college in St. Joe, don't tell anybody, but I've been to more Bearcat games than I ever was at Griffin games. The other thing is the hospital here, I've called on for, oh my gosh, probably 20, 25 years. So as I recruited those specialists in St. Joseph, I would come up and see Mike Baumgartner and Kathy New, and ask, are there any services here in the community, any specialists that they may be able to use? And so I've always had a vested interest in making sure that this medical center did very, very well and never could have fathomed being offered the opportunity to serve in this role. And I tell folks that, you know, Mike and Nate Blackford build a foundation, unbelievable foundation that I hope, you know, I can only continue to build upon really their legacy in terms of what they were able to create here. So that's my goal when I wake up of a morning.
Once again, that is the new president of Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, Scott Kelliker. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Health Minute right here on KXCV. KRNW.